Council will hold an ordinary meeting at its Maroochydore Chambers today where councillors will consider a report on the safety issues surrounding the wreckage of the SS Dickey. It's been 130 years since the ship ran aground there. Its exposed, rusty remnants were removed 8 years ago due to public safety concerns. But now what's left on the ocean floor has also been exposed due to erosion. A number of swimmers have recently been injured after coming into contact with the wreck. Councillors will today consider a report which recommends a permanent exclusion zone until the final pieces of the wreck can be removed. The report shows that could cost council up to $1 million. If you love macadamias or have never tried them, now is the time. With increased supply of the premium product expected in the coming weeks, many local growers have had such a good season, there's now a glut of the product, which will see prices drop at the supermarket. Yandina-based Nutworks has even developed several new products to try and boost demand and sales to assist local growers. Grower Ian Johnson says if Nutworks can increase consumption locally and even internationally, it'll be a great outcome.
I believe that a more competitive price in the market will hopefully increase consumption. I understand that there's data out there that suggests that 80% of Australians know what a macadamia is and only 30% of them are actually consuming them. So if we can change those percentages, then that's got to be better for our long-term future on a local basis and hopefully on an international basis.
Also making news, a little weevil that's native to South America will soon be released into Noosa's Lake McDonald. The weevil only eats one species of plant, a weed that's taking over the waterway. The release of the creature will be very closely monitored by the CSIRO. The same insect was recently released at three trial sites in Queensland with promising results in eradicating the invasive aquatic plant. And a Montville local's been transported to Nambour Hospital overnight after being bitten by a snake. The man, aged in his 70s, copped a bite to the ankle and is now in a stable condition.